Oh, Radio 191 FM podcast? Nice one.
Hey, how are you doing, Max? Mr. Max White from Bunchy's Big Score. Very, very exciting. I need to plug in my laptop for this to work. How are you doing there, Max?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
And do you ever get those, like, reels on Instagram where it's like...
Yes.
like Family Guy characters, like talking about, like educating you about things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the, I get the Imam Peter a lot. I get the Communist Peter.
I've Communist Peter.
I've seen a, there's an anti-Semitic Peter watch. I've seen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
You
it's
have to
really
hit not interested for those ones.
I know. Yeah. It's really trash. But, yeah, no, I love those videos. It's quite terrifying.
Yeah.
And on the Minecraft tutorials, just like jumping around Minecraft.
Yes,
that's the video.
Very engaging. It's a good way to like get people to listen to what you're saying, though, because it's like, oh, funny cartoon character. But anyway, here's what I need to talk to you about, you know?
Yeah, I think we should also talk about Zach D. Films very briefly.
Oh, my gosh.
He came into the studio with his guitar, ready to play some Bunchy's Big Score songs.
And then he died.
And then he
it
died
was too late.
He burst into flames. It turns out the seat he was sitting on was covered in oil from a previous guest.
And then they rushed him to the hospital, but it was too late.
It was too late. He went to hell. Straight to hell. For all his crimes against humanity.
Because he didn't save the Communist Peter video.
He liked the anti-Semitic Peter video on Instagram, so he went to hell.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Zach D. Films. What a channel.
Yeah,
what
you have to compete for Best Zach with Zach D. Films.
I know, and I don't think I can ever do that, really.
Oh. I think you can.
Oh, thank you, Shorty. But we are here to play some unreleased Bunchy's Big Score songs, which is really, 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 really exciting. I've been a fan of Bunchy's since I heard Scrapbook.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think what you've been around for maybe a year and a half.
Yeah, Bunchy's has been like brewing in the has been cooking in the oven for like since 2023, and like then it got off the ground in 2024, and now here we are in 2025 in this sort of
2020 thrive, as I like to
2020
say.
2020 thrive. oh tally ho.
Oh
yes.
Good song. Good song.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, in 2025 we're at this sort of like fork in the road moment, but we're like coming back, you know. We have a rehearsal tomorrow with a like slightly new lineup, so that's exciting, and we'll see how that goes. And
cool. Yes, because the last Bunchy's gig I went to was the only Bunchy's gig I've went to be honest.
Yeah.
It was at yours, and it was a few months ago. And at that gig, Hamish from the band announced that the band was ending early.
I know.
Which is unfortunate. So can we? What's the go with that?
So I took him out into my car and gave him a smack bottom for saying
good hiding.
Yes, I gave him a hiding. Well, so Hamish left the band, and I think like I was like, oh, you guys, like, we should just, like, not say anything. And then, like, I'll, like, sort it out. I'll do like, media relief. And then, like, Rafe and Hamish were like, nah, like, Hamish, like, it's his last gig, so he should just, like, you know, have the agency to, like, say what he wants. And I was like, okay, that's, like, fair enough.
Give him the space.
Give him the space,
give him the space.
To exit.
Give him the space. We're holding space for Hamish.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and then I think he, like, maybe got nervous and then, like, just like said that. Oh, and then he was like, Reef is moving to Christchurch, so I think like people thought that was the reason.
Very confusing.
Yeah, I was like, no. But Reef is like still in Bunchy's Big Score as well. And what I want to do is like have for this next Bunchy's album a guitar player and a bass player.
No drums.
Well, drums as well, but like we didn't have it because my feet, all my fingers were essentially playing the bass parts on the first album and like all the live shows we played. So I want to have more of like a traditional band, and now I'm trying to write like more like sort of pop songs and stuff to see. I don't know what it's like.
Oh baby,
yes,
it's Bunchy's Big Score.
Yeah. Exactly like
baby,
that, yeah.
Baby, oh I love you some more.
Yeah, yeah. I always say, you know, every band you got to listen to the Beatles to learn how to come up with a great chorus, or Beach Boys or whatever. You know, like you can have all your jam parts, but you got to make people remember with your... Yes,
yeah.
Remember.
Yeah,
remember.
You can be as annoying and wanky as you like.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Speaking of wanky annoying, let's get to it.
Yes, please. Love it.
So what is this first song we've got on the chopping block
here? The song is kind of a love song. It's You Are a Camera.
You Are a Camera?
Yeah, so, and it's about like two people sort of like looking at each other, you know, That's kind of what it's about.
Kind of giving me Glass Eye Contact vibes.
It's very, it's like similar ideas to Glass Eye Contact. Yeah, hope you tell me if it sounds the same though, and I'll go home and workshop.
Did you get Kieran's advice on this track because he works in a camera store?
Oh yeah, I actually asked him like, oh, if I use this lens,
should I use a Sony or a Nikon?
We should start a podcast.
We should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Now here is You Are a Camera.
You Are a Camera
from
All
Max
right.
White from Bunchy's Big School. You're listening to The One.
Okay,
let's hear it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Do 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 do. When you look at me, do you notice my glasses don't sit straight on my face when I'm seeing you? Do 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 do. You are a camera and I am the moon. You dream about life, I don't dream at all. You see me like I'm your firstborn. You see me like I'm still in fashion, baby. You hand me a pill for iron deficiency, and it's you that I see now. You are the death of me, honey, and you know that I'm your boy. Do 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 do. And do you know what it's like to be seen? Do you know what it's like to be heard? Do you know what it's like to be seen? You are a camera, baby. Do you know what it's like to be seen? Do you know what it's like to be heard? Know what it's like to be seen? You are a camera, baby. Do you know what it's like to be seen? Do you know what it's like to be heard? You are a camera, baby.
Great stuff there. That was Max White from Bunchy's Big Score coming through with the track You Are a Camera.
Yeah.
You are the camera?
You are, or you could be the camera. I don't know, no, but you are a camera because there's lots of different ways to, like, look at someone, you know?
Mm. So, doing a Dutch tilt, maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. That was a bit fresh. Bit fresh in the ultimate brain rot.
Do you? No, I love it. Do you like when you have a guest on the show? Do you how much do you troll each guest, or do I?
Depending on if I know them very well.
Like how comfortable you are with them. Yeah. No, that's like totally. That makes sense.
That's
I was
so
wondering,
valid.
Like, if you like have someone who's like from Auckland or like some like somewhere else has come to sat down, are you like playing fart noises?
I'm like. I'm not going to do any more.
I like it.
So how long have you been playing guitar for?
I actually like started to learn the guitar properly in like 2023 because I like wanted to write songs with guitar instead of keyboard, so just to like limit myself a little bit less with like what I could do. And I think sometimes like your ideas can like present themselves differently on the guitar than on piano, because I think like personally I think the guitar is more of like an instinctual instrument. Like it's not as visual as the keyboard is, you know. So I think like you come up with ideas on accident more on guitar than you do with piano because it's less deliberate, is what I think. So, but I don't know. It's I've just been like I don't have the keyboard in my house right now, so I haven't been able to. So I've been like forced to write songs on guitar, which is good because all the other songs were on keyboard, so it would be different.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe lean to more the pop stuff that you try.
Yeah,
try to get to.
Exactly. I think the first Bunchies Big Score album was like quite like angsty and like a little bit like I think it was like frustrated and a little bit sad. So I wanted to do a happy album, you know, or just like a more just like trying to understand things a little bit more. I think the first one was like, oh, I'm like annoyed about this, or this person's really annoying me and I don't know why, but maybe I could do a song that's like, I'm annoyed at this person, why am I annoyed at this person, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Totally, more introspective maybe. We're going to do a little bit of a technical change up, so just excuse us while we play this little Mortal Kombat interlude. We should be good to go. What's the next track we've got on the line?
So this is another new one. It's called Hey George, Let Me Live
With You. Hey George, don't be afraid.
How did you know that that's what I was going to do? The song is like kind of about, I think like friendships between like females are a lot different between friendships between like men, and like sometimes it's really hard to like communicate properly with your male friends, you know. I don't really know how to like describe it, but it's just this probably sounds like very trite, but it's like difficult sometimes to be like emotional with your
friends.
That's like kind of what it's about. I've had this for a long time and I've just been like really playing around with the words a lot to like make sure that I'm like communicating what I want to properly. So I think it's like we're pretty much there now, but
cool.
We'll see. I'm proud of the song. I think it's one of my best songs, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be the judge of that.
No, I want to know. I'd like to see what you think. I feel like I am sounding a little bit like Quentin Tarantino on this. Like,
okay, so it's like, you know, really cool. It's like really, really cool.
I want to watch two films.
That's
I gotta climb my Mount Everest, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna climb Hey George here on the George. One from Max White from Bunchy's Big Score.
Okay.
again, but I can hear you living in a ball of paper, drawing dull and lonely people. Lie, 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 hey George, let me live with you. We'll write our wills while we're young. And when we find ourselves licensed to Jesus and his dogs, as kids we made the same mistakes.
Yeah. That's cool.
Thanks.
I think I really like about your lyricism is kind of the surreal elements of it, and how you use, like, I don't know, art supplies and motifs about, like, what do you call it? Like I don't know. How do I explain what I'm trying to say? The kind of cartooniness of a lot of your lyrics, I think. Like in some of the last some of the songs from the last record. What was it? The Jailhouse Frames in your picture book?
Whatever. Yeah.
You know, things like that. Yeah. So things like that, I think I really like. And I like that it's carrying over here.
Oh, thanks.
On
I'm
Hey
glad.
George.
I'm glad it doesn't sound like something completely different, you know. Because I think it does sound different, but I, like, want the identity to still be there, you know.
Identity is a big thing these days.
Artistic authenticity, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, it's like if everything in the world is kind of falling apart, then the last thing you can have is yourself. And that seems to be why identity is such a big thing. For me, yeah. I don't know. Identity is what it is. It's always in flux. It's always changing. It's always a process, and it's always a product of whatever environment you're in.
Do you think that that's, like, more of a thing today than it was in, like, I don't know, the 60s or something, just because of, like, the age of the internet? Like, do you think it's easier to forge someone else's idea? Or do you think people, like, think that other people are forging their identity based on something else? Like,
no, I think there's, like, obviously it depends on person to person. But yeah, it's very nebulous.
I don't know what I mean. No, I don't know. I think people, like, don't take other people, like, maybe as sounds like old man yelling at clouds, but, like, maybe like people don't, like, believe other people for what they are just because, like, it's like, oh, you are trying to do this, or you're trying to do this, or like
you're whatever. Trying to get something out of me, whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Or like, especially in terms of, like, music, like, it's so easy to find where someone is getting their inspiration from because you have everything available to you, you know?
Yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to hide that now.
It's really hard to hide where you're stealing from.
Yeah, basically.
So if anyone, like, has notes for me, if you're like, Max, you totally ripped off this song, please message me. Say, Max, this is where you got your notes from. I don't know.
I think just, like, in you know, an age where... Yeah, we can talk about this later. But identity is definitely like, you know, it's a big thing of our time. Authenticity is such a massive thing. But I don't know. I think I was listening to a really funny podcast called Rats in the Gutter, and one of the hosts was talking about how they don't want to know about the real Charlie XCX. They want the product Charlie XCX, like that kind of thing. You know,
yeah.
Like I don't know what the real person's like. They'll never know what they're actually like. Why not just indulge in the brand?
That's, yeah, I think there's definitely, like...
There's a case to be made for that.
There's, like, value to that for you to, like, remain content, you know, because maybe the real Charlie XCX is just, like, your next-door neighbour or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but who knows?
Maybe you're the Charlie XCX.
It's true.
Yeah, is the next track called Apple?
Yes, Apple, Back to Back.
Back to Back. Yeah. Pink Pony Club.
Yes. Oh, yes. How did you know that I was going to be playing that?
I'm just so authentic, you know.
I thought so.
Yeah. What is the next track?
I had another new one that I wanted to play, but it's just not ready yet, you know, so I can't, like, serve up a half-baked cake for people to have. So I'm going to play, it's still a new song, but people will know this song because we've played it before on, like, gigs and stuff and, like, I don't know, probably some other stuff. But it will be on the next album. It's called Jeremy Cricket, but I'm actually thinking of getting my... But just to avoid copyright from Disney, you know, I don't want Dunsey's Big School lawsuit. I'm thinking of getting Darcy to sing this one, though, from who sang, like, White Noise. I think it will sound better with her voice than mine, but let's see what happens.
Here we have, is it Jiminy Cricket?
Jeremy Cricket.
Jeremy.
You can't say Jiminy because then Walt Disney will come out of Disneyland and look. Yeah, I don't know. Sorry.
Speaking of anti-Semites, here is Jeremy Cricket from Max White from Bunchy's Big Score. You're listening to The One. It's a live to you.
Jeremy Cricket, you'd be a good excuse to move to London and take a shower standing outside in the greyest light, like a burned out matchstick, thumbs and fists painted white. And you're raging all the time, 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 you're raging all the time. These things are not important. Jeremy Cricket waiting, tied to the railroad track, but you'd help the driver, writhing in laughter, those helpless eyes were never worthy of me, but I wanna seem a threat like you do, mister. Raging all the time, you're raging all the time, you're raging all the time, you're raging all the time, and you're raging all the time, you're raging all the time. Mind the gap between the platform and the train.
That was song over.
Yes, yeah, okay.
And
and I wonder.
I'd like to ask you. That was Jeremy Cricket from Max White of Bunchy's Big Score fame, called Big Climb Climb over here. And we're doing a little live to air. And I think we're nearly finished. We've got. Do you have anything else that you'd like to play?
I would like to play. one more song.
Cool. Okay, we have one more song in the barrel.
It's not my song. That's going to be a cover.
Going to be a cover.
But I wish it was my song.
Well, actually, I want to talk to you about covers because at the last at the Bunchy Big Square I went to gig, that was it yours. Y'all did like three or four covers. You did Thunderstruck.
Oh, that's right.
Jeez.
I forgot about that.
And you did one from Neutral Milk Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, something.
That's right, yes.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Yeah, I know the one.
I know, that rings a bell. Yeah, I think that rings a bell.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Chat, what is the song you're talking about? And there was probably one thing else that I've forgotten. It's probably going to be in my silly review that's on the Radio 1 blog, if you'd like to have a look. My Hero by Foo Fighters.
Oh, and then, like, it was, like,
Foo Fighters
with some, like, other, like, crap. So, oh, no, oh, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I love how that has an influence on your tunes. Like,
It's a racist song, though, because in the song, do you know what? He's getting at, like, oh, no, we need, like, white music. I think that's, like, essentially what the song is about. Yeah, so, like, maybe we shouldn't have played it.
That's not the one you're doing tonight here, though.
No, definitely not. Absolutely not, yeah. But just, like, all of those guys, you know, terrible, terrible sorts.
They're from the 50s. They're probably their time. You know, it's pretty trash.
Yeah.
It's pretty trash.
But I think, like, sometimes when we were rehearsing, I wouldn't, like, know that we were about to launch into a cover, and then, like, Hamish or Reef will just start playing, like, some, like, feel like making, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, we're playing this.
So very just kind of fast and loose.
Yeah, and at the shows as well, like, we didn't plan some of those covers, or, like, at other times we wouldn't have planned them, so it would be a experiment for everyone, a first time thing, you know.
Yeah. I love the balloons at that gig as well. There were balloons just everywhere.
Oh, it's very fun, isn't it?
It's so fun. It didn't get annoying when they get on stage.
I get worried that I'm gonna like
pop
eat,
on
eat I can't swear. No. eat crap on the balloons.
Oh yeah.
Eat crap. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But so yeah, that's what I am concerned about. But otherwise I think it like helps people realise that Bunchy's Big Score is in the house, you know. Mm. But maybe we need to have, like, a new gimmick for the second album. I'm not sure. Because it was the birthday party album, but I don't know what's next.
The funeral.
Yeah, the funeral album.
Just coffins.
Welcome to the funeral.
Welcome to the funeral!
You're in the funeral, baby! You're gonna die!
All right, what's this cover you gonna do?
It's a pretty new song. It's called Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. Have you heard the...
No, I have not heard of the artist or the song.
He's from the band Geese, and I...
From
really,
where?
The band's called Geese.
Oh,
he's
right.
The front man of the band Geese.
Yeah.
They're from New York, so, like, I mean, I don't know. Kind of lame, but no. I'm not sure. Oh, brother.
This guy stinks.
Yeah. But I like the lyrics in the song, and I think it's very... It has the chorus element that I was talking about before. You know, it's got a really memorable chorus. So let's see if I... It's actually kind of hard to play, so we'll see if I can do it.
Well, chat, we're going to see if this works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter.
Well, let's go for it.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
You're listening to the one? Here's Max White with Love Takes Miles.
Yeah, I'm called Max White, and... sorry.
Okay. I'm Max White.
And I'm I don't know anymore. Oh, wow.
I'm Jeremy Cricket.
I'm Jeremy Cricket. Wow. How about it? Okay.
Love will come when you got enough under your arm. Oh, mama. Love will come. Love will make you fit it all in the car, mama. Something will take you by your pants and swing you over its head and kick you back and forth. Watching the bells, watching the lights. What I want is far away. Talk to the moon, flatten her down to make her watch the wind all night. She can't wait, lonely as hell, walking around without moving. Yeah, I'm not here. Talk to the moon, writing it down. Love takes miles, love takes years. Left me promising your shoes, oh, mama. I need you, I need your feet more than you do, oh, mama. I need somebody sent down from the sun that talks to me how you used to. Lonely as hell, feet on the ground, what I want is on my mind. Talk to the moon, flatten her down, and sit her on the stairs all day. She's alright, lonely as hell, walking around without moving. Yeah, I'm not here. Open the moon, everything's down. Love takes miles, love takes years. Start a walking, babe. Love takes miles. You better start a walking, babe. Love takes miles. Better start a walking, babe. Love takes miles.
Feel like making.
So it's like Teen Spirit, man.
Sorry, everyone.
That was Max Wayne from Punchy's Big Score with his cover of Love Takes Miles by Cameron Winter. You're listening to The One, and we have some very good news, Max. You'll never guess. You'll never guess.
What?
Why so serious?
We have a winner for the giveaway today, which is fantastic. Congratulations to Justin in South Dunedin. Very, very awesome stuff. Justin has won our giveaway of, oh my God, Spacey Jane's new record, If That Makes Sense. And very, very happy to announce that. It's very, very good. We're going to play the song that's been bumbling around in Justin's head. What song's been bumbling around in your head lately?
Me?
Yeah. Me? Me? Chat, is he talking to me?
Why so serious? I don't know, definitely that Love Takes Miles. And then also I'm going to say End My Life by the Beatles is the other one. Yeah.
What album is that from?
Rubber Soul. So like kind of like on the cusp of where it starts to get really good. So yeah. Like right before that. And My Life, it's 11
My Life
song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah. It's great.
Is that before the album Let It Be? Oh, is, how like, is that in the
Let It Be is like tail stage? End of the Beatles. Yeah. So Rubber Soul's like in the middle, I think. If okay. I say, yeah.
Because Let It Be is my favourite album.
That's good. That's a
hot
really,
take.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
It is mild.
They're just
mild.
Growing around on that album, bro.
I'm just what, sorry?
They're just growing around on that album.
They're growing
you know?
Around.
It's just like a jammy album. That's
it's
good
real
though.
Jammy, you know, and it's really emotive, and I think there's just a kind of a simplicity there.
Yeah,
Two
of
I
Us.
Really crave.
I love that song.
Two of Us yeah. is great. I Me Mine.
I Me Mine, I Me Mine, I Me Mine.
Yeah, it's an awesome track. I Dig a Pony, man. But I'm not. This isn't the Beatles podcast.
Yeah,
this
we should start that though. Actually,
we should
I don't know
that
if
though.
I've done that.
I
yet.
Think that we would not have done that.
Yeah,
no, for sure. But yeah, are there any good New Zealand tunes you've been bumming lately? Because it's you know, New Zealand Music Month.
No, you're quite right.
You are quite right there.
Well, I always like tend to go towards. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Well, I always tend to go towards like. Night Lunch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Which, that's a bit pandering a little bit.
Yeah.
But, what Night Lunch song do I like? Scary Car.
Yeah. Scary Car's great.
That's probably might be my favourite one. Yeah. It's really, like, very danceable. I like, that's the element I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, for me, I've been jamming, Night Lunch-wise, I've been jamming Case of the Mondays on a Sunday.
Oh, nice. Is that yeah. Bon? Dong, dong, dong.
Yeah,
that one?
It's the one where he's talking about, Monica, why won't you reply to my emails?
That's really, so funny. You know, Cassidy says that all the time. She,
really?
Yeah, she loves that song.
Oh, yo,
yeah.
Legit. Because that's actually a real story. Clune from Night Lunch does have this person who he emails all the time who doesn't reply to his jokes. And that, I can't imagine anything being more crushing.
That's so annoying.
Especially from maybe the funniest man in Dunedin. you've met Clune before?
Yeah. I sold him God of War on PS4.
Really?
<once it worked>.
Nice. Was it base game or Ragnarok?
It was Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cool.
He was
cool.
Like, I've really been wanting to play this, you know. And I was like, oh, yes, I'm really sorry. I would love to give you a discount, but it's already on a cheap price.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Great, great guy. Love Night Lunch.
For sure.
What other...
I would play them, but I've already played a lot of them this week.
Oh, Reef's album came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Weekends.
What's it called? The Weeknd?
Weeknd.
The Weeknd?
Yeah, the Weeknd. Abel.
My name is Reef.
That's good. Just quickly, before I get out of your hair, I'm going to choose my favourite song off the
favorite
album. That would be... I think... The first song, Bitter, is really good. I played some of these songs with Reef, and I like kind of struggled to play them because it's like really hard to play punk drums.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I'm not. I don't know. Just listen to the whole thing.
So what's his artist name?
Adelak.
Adelak.
Adelak Weekends.
Okay, cool.
Out yesterday. It's very good. The album cover is one of my favorite things about it as well. I think it's like really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a classic comic book kind of look.
Yes. And I think it like reminds me a lot of Reef as well, just like those sorts of images, you know. He's like I how you said that, I have like cartoony lyrics. He's kind of similar, but in like a visual way, but also in a lyrical way as well. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks
and sharing some of that gold. Really appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear the new Bunchies.
Sharing some of that grey lyrics, bro.
Sharing that God of War Ragnarok copy on PS4.
Oh, of course.
I really appreciate it.
So if you need that, you know, come see me.
our winner today for the giveaway, Justin, the track that he loves is Mahal from this band called Glass Beams, which he found on the YouTube Algo. Algo is a short for algorithm, if you weren't in the loop. If you weren't hip to that,
okay,
Algo,
yeah. No, I thought it was algebra. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love. That makes sense. Have you ever used algebra outside of a classroom context?
When I'm at the supermarket, actually, to like calculate how much it's going to cost, I usually...
Is that algebra?
No, I don't know. I'm just helping you out of it.
Okay.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast. A fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.